I had the cutest little guy join me on my hike. I was in the country exploring a trail that wound along the creek, and first I just saw this little flash of black and white fur toddling along through the grass, not far from me. He was headed the same direction I was, going my way. I told you he was cute. He was all black, except for a nice white stripe all the way down his back, a big bushy tail, a cute little almost kitten-like face. Yeah, I was a skunk. Two problems. One little spray, and my wife wouldn't get near me for the next week. Secondly, it was daytime, and skunks are nocturnal animals. If they're out in the daytime, they can have rabies. So what did I do? Go pet him? Because he's so cute. Uh-uh. Try to scare him off? No, I'm not self-destructive, thank you. No, I did the only thing any guy with any brains would do. I walked quickly the other direction, and I did not have to bury my clothes that day. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about four mistakes that mess up sex. Our word for today from the Word of God, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, written by the creator of love and sex. I mean, the inventor knows best, right? And he knows how to keep us from spoiling it. It starts out by saying it is God's will that you should be sanctified. Now, that word doesn't mean you're wearing a halo and a white robe. It literally talks about being kept special. You're being kept special for special purposes. Now, he says that it is God's will that you should, quote, avoid sexual immorality. Well, that means any sexual relationship outside the boundaries of your marriage to your lifetime partner. And then he says his will is that, quote, each of you should learn to control his own body. Control your passions. Don't let your passions control you. This unique, powerful love gift is too special to ruin. So God, the inventor, sums up his strategy for staying pure. And you might think of it as the skunk approach. See, I knew there was only one way to keep from getting the skunk's worst. Don't play with him, even if he looks like a cute little kitty. And don't try to resist him. You lose. Avoid him, man. That's how God says we can protect the beauty of no regrets sex. Avoid immorality. That's his word. Don't get anywhere near the opportunity or the urge to do it outside of marriage. In practical terms, I think it means avoiding four mistakes that can take you farther than you ever intended to go. First, you avoid spending a lot of time alone. If you've got feelings for someone and you're with them for a very long time in a situation where you could get very physical, chances are you will. Secondly, avoid exceeding the speed limit. In other words, don't even get near the point where your body and mind are preparing themselves for sexual intercourse, because you cannot shift a car into reverse at 70 miles an hour. Thirdly, avoid feeding your fantasies by watching things, listening to things. It'll just fuel your lust and make it even harder to control. And finally, avoid squandering the innocent expressions of affection. Don't give away little things like holding hands or a simple hug or a kiss. You need to guard those and make those special too. If I had known any better, that skunk seemed to almost have a sign on him that kind of said, "I'm cuddly, come play with me." I would not have been the same after that. Well, don't let sex too soon, or adulterous sex, lure you to get so close to something or to someone that it will cost you more than you ever intended to pay and take you where you never intended to go and leave scars you never imagined. By the way, you say, "Ron, yeah, great, a little late for me. I already have made some sexual mistakes. I wish I could have it back." You can't, but you can be clean and you can be forgiven. That is what Jesus died for. The very nights, the very experiences that you remember with regret and guilt and shame, he died to forgive you of. The Bible says if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. A new life has begun. If you want that experience of a brand new start, a fresh beginning, I invite you to go to our website and follow there the road I've tried to explain there for how you can make Jesus the Savior, your Savior. It's anewstory.com, anewstory.com. And if you're facing temptation, if you're feeling the pressure, don't panic. Don't fight it. Do what God, the inventor, says. Run from it.